Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Plus Model Radio. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, and thank you for tuning in with us this evening. I hope everyone had a fabulous 4th of July weekend. And before we get started with the show, I have a few announcements on what's going on this week in the Plus community. This past weekend was the Miss Plus America pageant in Dallas, Texas. I wasn't able to make it this year, but I was there in spirit. I heard everyone had a great time, and the competition was stiff because there were so many beautiful and talented women competing. Congratulations are in order to the new 2008 queens: Miss Plus America Elite, Calandra Griffin; Mrs. Plus America, Lori Adams; Ms. Plus America, Kimberly Palmenter; and Miss Plus America, Lucretia Witcher. Congratulations, ladies, on a job well done. If you're in the Los Angeles area, this week starts off the NAFA convention. Come check me out emceeing the NAFA Fashion Show Thursday, July 10th at the LAX Marriott. Tickets are $35. Go to NAFAonline.com for all the details and to register online. Plus Model Magazine beauty editor Artemis and Plus Model Mag contributing photographer Inez Lewis has a special going on this weekend, July 11th and 12th in Los Angeles. Two look all-inclusive package for only $300, a great opportunity to add to your portfolio at a great price. To book your shoot, email ilcreative@gmail.com or call 310-492-5588. Visit their websites at ilcreative.com and makeupbyartemis.com. And if you're an aspiring Plus model in the New York area, check out Blur Custom Designs Model Search Sunday, July 13th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Ripley Grier Studios. They're looking for models with print experience sizes 12 and up. Guest judges will be Gwen DeVoe and our very own Madeline Figueroa Jones. For more information, visit blurdesigns.com or call 917-957-BLUR. And congratulations to Plus Model Magazine on its two-year anniversary. Plus Model Magazine is truly the pulse of plus-size modeling, and a big shout-out to Madeline and Valerie for all of your hard work. We truly appreciate all that you do and continued success. Now, tonight's guests include Charmaine Canton, Arthur Wedding Consultant and Style Expert, Yandris Lordos, I'm sorry for slaughtering your name, Plus Model, and Jessica and Christine Svoboda, CEO and CFO of Svoboda Incorporated. Our first guest of the night is Charmaine Canton. She is an author, wedding consultant, and style expert with many achievements to be proud of. A single mother of two talented sons, she successfully lives with multiple sclerosis and has overcome cancer. Her disabilities have not diminished her enthusiasm for running her own business, and she often writes about her experiences. She is the published author of numerous short stories and is the author of several books, one of the most notable being Down That Aisle in Style, A Wedding Guide for Full-Figured Women. Currently, she is a managing partner of a small literary agency in New York that's dedicated to female and first-time writers. So let's give a warm welcome to Charmaine while we get her on the phone. Hi, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you, Shanice?
I'm wonderful, and how are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm enjoying life. Had another day.
Oh, well, thank you for tuning in and talking with us, even though you're not feeling well.
That's okay. I'm hanging in there, girl. I know how to do it.
So tell us How did writing come into the picture and you becoming an author?
Well, you know, I've always been a writer all of my life. It was something I got started on as a little girl. I like writing little short stories and things, and I even wrote a play when I was like 8 years old. So I always liked to write. Yeah, I saw a musical. My god sister was in a musical in the high school, and I just thought, they were singing and they had this dialogue together, and I just thought it was fantastic. I went home and took me a day. I sat and I wrote this whole play out. We had songs with it. My friends, we acted it. You know, we had little parts for everybody. It was really very strange at the time. I didn't know why I did, because, I mean, I was all of 8 or 9 years old at the time. But it was a lot of fun. And it was something I kept up with, kind of just kind of writing on the side, kind of writing on the sideline kind of a thing.
So it started off as a hobby.
Yeah, kind of a thing that was just a hobby. But I found that when I found myself sick in particular, that writing was a way for me to kind of step outside of my own body.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of write. And you know, writing allows you to take yourself someplace else. You can go on any journey you want to that your mind wants to take you on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I enjoyed writing. So it was kind of a little bit of an escape for me.
So how many books have you written so far, and what are the titles?
I will be, in December of this year, I'll be up to number 6. But so far I've got MS doesn't stand for multiple sclerosis. That was the first one. Mm-hmm. You're Getting Married, which is a question mark. Down That Island Style, A Wedding Guide for Full-Figured Women. Not His Type, which came out in October of 2007. And Bliss Incorporated, which came out beginning of last month. And The More Things Change, which comes out in December of this year.
So you have a whole collection there.
Yeah, I got a collection. Don't ask me how that happened.
Well, it's
good. I can't figure it out.
So you've had so many career changes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you find the most fulfilling? Because I know before you became a professional author, you were doing a lot of different things. So what do you find the most fulfilling?
Well, I'll be honest, you know, I love everything has to do with weddings, because for me, weddings are always that representation of the birth of hope. You know, you have that beginning, and I still do weddings. I don't do as many of them as I used to, but, you know, it's not hard to draw me into a wedding. If I like something, I mean, you know, I'm a wedding junkie. I can't help myself.
So you do more than just focus on wedding gowns. You can coordinate the entire wedding?
The whole thing. I get a kick out of that Bridezilla stuff, I'll tell you that. I sit and watch those things. I said, those girls would never do that with me, because this mama right here, I know how to walk very softly, but I do carry a very large stick.
You keep them in line.
Oh, I can't deal with all that nonsense all over the place. That's too much. That's too much to me. And I'm like, no. These girls need a stick taken to them.
Right.
You know, my mother says, my mother sometimes, take them out to the shed. And I said, okay. But honestly, I love the wedding planning, but the most fulfilling thing right now is being an agent works out a lot, because I'm able to help people with a lot of their writing dreams. And
that's
something I really enjoy doing at this point. You know, I try to focus in on women writers. I particularly like to be able to help. I do, you know, all women, all backgrounds, all ethnicities. I do have kind of a soft spot for African-American female writers, naturally,
because
I look in the mirror and I see one.
Right.
So I want to try to help push that forward. But really, it doesn't matter. I don't care if they're polka dot.
But it's really about the story and what they have to say.
Exactly.
So with so many setbacks you've had with your help, what keeps you motivated to keep pursuing your dreams? Like even today you said you weren't feeling well.
Yeah.
So what keeps you going?
You know what? I really have to say I have a great support system in my family. I do. But honestly, what gets me up every day is I'm thankful for the little things. I think that a lot of times as human beings, we're very presumptuous little creatures. We make appointments, we can't, you know, all kinds of things like that, and we don't take time to thank God for the idea that we opened up our eyes and took that first breath this morning.
Right.
And I think that's important, and that keeps me motivated in the sense that I know that I'm happy to be alive, and I'm happy for what modicum of health that I have. So if I have a bad day, it's a bad day, but it's okay. I'm here. And I guess I'm mostly focused on the fact that I have two sons, and I make sure that my example has to be in front of them, that, you know, mommy doesn't just lay around here looking as if, you know, woe is me, sackcloth and ashes, rolling around, gnashing my teeth.
Because you're far from that.
Yes, I can't do that. I can't. And I try to show my kids that. Sometimes I'm like, listen, if I can drag myself around like I did and this past in May to June, I traveled to more cities. I felt like that commercial, like I've been everywhere, man, that commercial, that was me.
Okay.
I was so tired. But you know what? I enjoyed getting around. I really did. And
Ever have to stop and, like, take weeks off or to rest? Or
I do. I have to listen to my body. And I recommend that to everybody, regardless of whatever your health condition is. When your body starts off at a whisper, and when it's whispering, you should tune into that whisper and understand that you've got to slow it down or dial it back when you need to. I try not to allow it to yell. So I listen to it, and when I have days where I know that I need to slow down, I slow down. Now, I will admit to you, there are times where I do get knocked down instead. I mean, sometimes I have so many great things going on that I'm like, oh, my God, I want to do this, I want to do that. And my body's going, hold up, hold up, hold up. And then I have to go, okay. But I try to pace myself best I can.
Well, that's good advice for anybody.
Oh, it's a good thing to do. We got to listen to ourselves.
So what has been your biggest accomplishment so far?
The biggest accomplishment I've had so far, hopefully in another year that will come to fruition completely, is my biggest accomplishment is raising my two sons and getting them to college. This year they're going to be seniors in college.
Right.
So that's like my first big, that's like my big thing. Like, oh my God, I got that. And for me, it was just very important as a representation of my family and the people that I come from, my grandmothers on both sides, my family, my father and my mother, they were extraordinary women. And I feel like I need to live up to that whole thing as well.
Right.
So that feels like an accomplishment. The other little accomplishment I got was kind of out of left field, and it was this past April I got an award from Romantic Times Book Reviews for Best African American Romance for 2007 for Not His Type.
Wow!
So I was really excited about that, and a lot of people have really kind of taken to the book because, you know, I use a BBW perspective because I know that in romance you generally see, you know, your skinny girls. Nothing wrong with skinny girls. I don't hate them or anything. Not hating.
Right.
but the fact is that we have, you know, girls. And I wanted to do a romance from a BBW perspective. And to me that was extremely important to do. And what I did this time is I decided to kind of focus on the fact that I'm in love with Derek Jeter. That's my thing.
Yeah.
I say it to everybody. I love that man like you can't believe. But I always think of guys like him, and I say to myself, you see him with the girls from the Maxim list or whatever, and I always think, wow, what would happen if you actually had a girl that was, you know, like average, and average is in plus size. So that's how Not His Type came into being. Is based on my little musings. So it was really kind of rewarding to get the award.
Right. That's a great accomplishment.
Thank you.
So going back to weddings.
Yes.
You said you can do coordinate a wedding, but you don't really do that anymore. So do you consult with weddings?
I do a lot of consulting. In fact, right now I'm working with Newsday's bridal planner for the Sunday bridal planner. September Bridal Planner. They're featuring a full-figured petite woman on the cover because she's got a wonderful story of herself and her fiancé where she was a victim of kidney disease, and he donated a kidney for her.
Oh.
So they're focusing on her, and they did an actual little feature on me being a wedding planner and a consultant in June's Bridal Planner. So they asked me to work as a stylist on this one. So next week I'm going to go to a photo shoot out. I believe it's going to be in Flower Field or possibly Jericho Terrace here on Long Island.
And Bridal Planner, that's a bride magazine.
As a part of it, yes, it's Newsday's, Newsday's Bridal Magazine.
Okay.
And it's going to be so much fun. I have to tell you, I was in my element last week. I spent one whole day just doing wedding gowns from shop, from salon to salon.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, it was hog heaven. Just hog heaven. And it's
well,
bridal.
As a wedding consultant, mm-hmm. what type of services do you provide? Like if I find somebody and want to get married,
mm-hmm.
what could I hire you to do for me?
Well, you can hire me to almost do everything there is. I can work as far as like working from finding the right salon to find your gown to the reception hall to your favors to the right flowers. To the right music and bands and DJs if you wanted to do that, lighting coordination. When I tell you I'm full-on wedding, I am full frontal wedding.
Oh, because see, I thought a consultant was just like giving ideals but not really doing any work.
Sometimes they are. Yes, you can do that. Sometimes I do it, but I almost always wind up overstepping my bounds anyway.
Oh, okay.
Almost wind up doing it. It almost winds up. Somebody will say, well, do this, and I'll give suggestions, and eventually it winds up that I wind up doing the job and hiring the people anyway. So I turned from consultant to coordinator.
And so you provide those services in the New York area?
Mm-hmm. In New York. I've done it outside of New York. I've done Baltimore, upstate New York as well.
So you do travel?
So I will travel. It's not a problem. I try to get there and get a lay of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Long Island itself is kind of a wedding capital, if you will. We have a ton of wonderful places to have receptions and things. So we get a lot of people, we get a lot of brides from out of town that have weddings here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ideal. But I have no problem with checking out small town or big town USA anywhere.
Okay. So what are some tips that you can give us specifically for full-figure brides?
Oh, there's my favorite tip for this is that, ladies, we have come a long way. And after seeing some of the gowns of this past week, shopping some of the new ones, the first tip is please stop, please don't sweat that tag number in the back, please, because it means nothing.
Yeah, because it runs way smaller than regular clothes.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly, because a girl will come in and say, I'm a size 4, and she'll wind up in a size 10 wedding dress.
And
that's
they're
when
horrified
the, yeah,
about just a
and
number.
That's when, exactly, because it's like the anxiety comes. It's like, oh, my God, I must be a cow. It's like, you know, you're not a cow.
Right.
Don't focus on that. Focus on your body shape. That's the most important thing you can do. And the other thing is always look for softer fabrics. Now, sometimes they say you don't want clingy fabrics, and you don't, because there's a difference between clingy and fabrics that drape.
Mm-hmm.
So look for fabrics that work with your curves, that kind of work with your curves, kind of like hot fudge does over ice cream. You know how you pour it over and it just kind of covers it very nicely?
Right.
It's kind of the same thing that you're looking for in a gown. You want it to kind of be pour. You want it to pour over your curves and just, you know, enhance them.
Now, what do you think about brides getting wedding dresses in different colors besides white?
That's an interesting trend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's unique. It certainly puts a stamp on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things within. I mean, it's all about your own expression. If you're that kind of a bride that you've always been kind of a colorful person,
mm-hmm.
then and it fits your personality, that's terrific. But if you've been kind of, in, for lack of a better term, a beige bride,
mm-hmm.
don't pop out with, you know, electric blue or something
right.
like that, because then it doesn't seem like you.
Right.
So you want to be true to your own personality. That's something you've got to keep in mind.
Regardless of what the trend is.
Exactly. You have to be reflective of your own style.
Exactly. And that's with wedding or just everyday life.
You better believe it. I mean, if you're the kind of girl that, you know, if you're the kind of jeans and sneakers kind of a girl and you're kind of understated, for you to go full on glam won't look like you. Look like, and then when you look at your pictures years later, you'll wonder who that is.
That's true. That's true. So do you have anything coming up we can be out on the lookout for?
Well, I've got some things coming up. Actually, I'm going to be out doing some book touring later on this later on in August, and it's probably going to start here in Long Island, where I just did a book signing in Newburgh with the wedding book,
mm-hmm.
and I've got a few things coming up here in New York,
mm-hmm.
Long Island here in Barnes & Noble, in Huntington coming up, and a few other places, and then a few places in New York City, which I can't actually name. One of them, I believe, is going to wind up being 86th and Lexington in Manhattan, which isn't far from where my boyfriend actually lives.
Okay.
So that's kind of a neighborhood stop for me.
So you usually put your tour dates on your website?
Yes, I do. The website, Shemaine.com, will always update you as to where I'm going to be, what it is I'm doing, and let you know what appearances I have coming up. And if I do anything on television, because I've been kind of lucky enough that I just did Eyewitness News Channel 7 on Sunday morning back in June 22nd, and
okay.
pretty soon I have another one coming up. We're working on some things coming up with Channel 7 again, and possibly Good Morning America, which I might need some models for if I'm lucky. So
yeah, okay.
That
was my next question.
Okay.
Was how do you ever need models for anything, and if so, how could someone submit?
Well, I do. Occasionally, I actually do. And if they want to get involved with that, you can actually email me at Shemaine@Shemaine.com. And what we'll do is I usually try to post that on my site. And if I don't post it on my site, I usually make sure that I try to get in touch with maybe like somebody like Valerie, or and say, okay, I've got this going up, or Madeline, and say I know some people or something like that, and I try to get the word out another way.
Okay.
That I'm looking for, especially if I know I'm going to be looking for more than a couple of models. If I know I'm looking for several models, I know the source is Plus Model, so I know
right.
to contact them.
Right, so all the girls need to get in the Plus Model directory.
Exactly, put themselves in the directory, because a lot of the girls that I have that I've had the opportunity to use before, that work with me before, are all in the directory. So put yourselves in the directory, girls. I'm telling you, you never know when we're looking.
That's right. So let us know where we can purchase your books and products, and give us your website one more time.
Sure. You can get my books at Barnes & Noble, Borders. They're at Hastings and Books A Million. They're also available at Amazon.com. And if you want to check on things that are going on with me, you can actually check it out at Shemaine.com, and it's Chamein.com. There's also Charmaine.com for those who just like putting an R in my name. That's okay.
Yeah. I wasn't sure which way to say it.
Because everybody did. Believe me, I've been since the day that I've heard my name, it's been like this, so it's okay. The only person who gets really upset about it is my dad, because he gave me the name, so he gets really excited about it. Other than that, we're all good.
Okay, and so the website one more time
is Shemaine.com, Chamein.com, or Charmaine, just put an R in there, Charmein, and .com. And either way, you'll get me.
Well, thank you so much for joining with us this evening. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Same here. And please tell people that they got to pick up the wedding book, because, you know, you're in the front part of that book, my dear.
Oh, yeah.
You are in there as our Miss Plus America. You know, we remember in that stunning black dress you had on.
Yes.
I mean, that picture, that still sticks in my mind, I tell you.
And that was way before I even moved to Los Angeles.
That's the truth. I mean, but you know what? You were going places. I knew it then.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I hope you feel better.
Thank you so much. I will. Don't you worry about it. I keep it together.
Okay, well, I'll be in touch.
All right, then, Shanice. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a good night, hon.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And that was Charmaine Canton, author, wedding consultant, and style expert. Up next, we have, now she's going to have to tell me how to pronounce her name correctly, but I'm going to say Yandris Lordos. And she is one of the few successful Latina plus-size models in the industry. She has been in the modeling industry for 7 years, and her clients include Figure Magazine, Lane Bryant, Fashion Bug, and Home Shopping Network, just to name a few. Based in Miami, Florida, this exotic beauty is definitely one to keep an eye on. So let's get her on the line. Hey, you there?
I'm here.
Now tell me how to pronounce your name correctly.
You did a pretty good job at it. It's Yanderis. Yanderis is fine.
I said it in the country way.
Yeah, it's fine. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
No problem.
And first of all, your pictures are gorgeous. I love your pictures in this month's Plus Model magazine. You're so beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
So tell us, how did you get started as a plus size model?
Well, when I first got started, I was listening to the radio station, and I've listened to them for a while, these advertisements looking for models and actors, all shapes and sizes, and I would show up at these hotels, and they would tell you about different agencies that they work with, and I signed up for this convention.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while to get started because it was always you got passed through this first phase and then they tell you about the convention that cost money. So I was a little short on cash sometimes, but then finally I came up with the cash and I went to the convention and I got called back by 8 different modeling agencies. So that's how it started.
Now, were you plus size at the time or were you smaller?
I was actually smaller. I started as a 12 in the industry.
Okay.
I'm a 16 now.
But they still had you on the plus board as a 12 when you first started?
Yeah, they did.
Okay. And so with the conventions, I usually associate conventions with scams, but it actually worked for you.
Yeah, me too. It was kind of fishy. I would always go to them, and then once I got past that first phase, I always got the yes, go through the next. And then when they sit us down in this room, they told us about all these agencies that were going to be there, and they promised you this and that. And you know what? It worked for me. So it definitely does work.
So
I signed on with Irene Marie was my first agency, which they had that show on the Eighth and Ocean on MTV.
Oh, you were on that show?
I wasn't on the show, but that was my agency. That was my first agency I signed on to.
So when girls ask you advice about modeling, do you tell them try a convention, or do you say, no, this is the better way to do it and save money?
Yeah, to save money, the better way to do it, sometimes agencies have open calls, and you can go call the agency, see when they're having an open call, just take some fast snapshots, you know, full face, full figure, and, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Because you can take that money and invest it in some good test shoots.
Exactly. Because you'll definitely need the money for the testing. But I was actually very lucky when I signed on with Irene Marie. I was very young, and they actually told me that they'll comp my test until I started working, and then I paid them back that way. So that was fabulous. Yeah. So sometimes the agency sometimes work with you.
Right, if they really believe in your look and that you're marketable.
I know. I was definitely honored. I was blessed by that, definitely.
So what is your biggest obstacle been getting started? Have you had any obstacles?
The obstacles was definitely the money.
Okay.
Definitely the money, yeah. I grew up with the single mom, and, I mean, it was enough to live but not to have fun with. So
right.
It was definitely the money, and when I finally saved up for it, it definitely was a great career choice.
It was a good investment.
Definitely, yes.
So what has your major accomplishments been so far in modeling?
So far, I feel great anytime I get to be in Figure magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I've been the cover girl for Ventitantos, which is a Mexican magazine. I've been their cover girl for two years in a row.
Now, is that plus size magazine or just everybody?
It's they have one issue that's plus size, and that's the one I came out in.
Okay.
They have Ventitantos is pretty much like a 17 in Mexico.
Okay.
And
But they do have one out of the 12 months, one of their issues is plus size, so I came out in that one.
Okay, so that was some good exposure.
Oh, definitely.
So in the opening, I said, you know, you were one of the few successful Latino models. Why do you think there aren't very many successful Latino plus size models?
No, I don't know. I don't know why. I think that just because I feel like the Latin women feel like curves are kind of I can't put my words together. Ah. I feel like they are not comfortable with, you know, they don't.
Oh, really?
They're not comfortable with their curves. I mean, some women just, they're just flaunting their stuff everywhere. But there are some women that just don't see the potential. And I mean, even myself, when I first started, when they called me in for, you know, the modeling portion, I was like, but wait, I'm chubby.
Right.
But then I was exposed to, you know, this brand new industry that's up and coming. So I really don't feel like girls think that if to become a model, you just have to be, you know, real thin. And
I thought Latin women embraced that curve. I thought they were like black women that like big booties.
Well, they do. But some people, some Latin women don't know that there's this great market out there for them. I don't think they're taking the risk on getting out there and getting exposed to this industry.
Right. So do you think the industry should make a better effort to diversify?
Definitely. I think so. I really feel like it comes down to the girl,
mm-hmm.
either black, white, you know, Latin,
mm-hmm.
Asian. It doesn't really matter. I think it comes down to the beauty of the person,
mm-hmm.
and how they fit the clothes, and you know, I think that's what it comes down to. I think America has really evolved and is. I think they're taking different views on what's, you know, where beauty comes from. You know.
Right. So, do you model full time, or if not, what else do you do for a living?
I model part time. I actually work at the Miami Beach Convention Center.
Okay.
And I work in the telecommunication department there. That's what I do full time.
Do you think it would be hard to be a model full time in Miami? Would you have to move to New York?
Well, yeah, New York is definitely where it's happening. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, jobs up there are so regular over there, and over here, I mean, you know, depending on season, it varies where the jobs are at, but. I definitely get on it. I mean, whenever I have a chance to get away from work, I definitely love. I love to do this. It's great. It's fun and it's great money. But I do this part time.
So, do you have advice for women wanting to break into the industry? I know you probably get a lot of messages on MySpace and people wanting to be. Everybody wants to be a model.
Everyone wants to be a model. if you got it, you got it. I mean, if you go to these open calls and just if you go walk into these different agencies and just see what kind of feedback you get from these agents, and whatever they tell you to do, you know, try to work on it. Maybe lose a little bit of pounds, maybe tone up. Just every advice you get, it's not always negative criticism.
Mm-hmm.
I would say just work hard on, you know, it's your body is your craft. So
mm-hmm.
just, I say work on it. And I think that, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Just be persistent and keep going at it.
Yes.
So how can someone get in touch with you to book you for a gig?
Okay. You can go to dorothycombsmodels.com.
That's my agency here in Miami. And also, I just signed up for Model Mayhem. So it's modelmayhem.com/Yanderis.
Okay. And spell your name just in case.
Yeah. Yanderis. It's Y-A-N-D as in David, E-R-I-S.
All right. Well, sounds good. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Oh, no problem, Shanice. Thank you for having me.
And I'm wishing you continued success on your career.
Thank you. You too. You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was not Yanderis. I was saying it in the country Louisiana way, but it's Yanderis. And she is a plus-size model that is very beautiful. You can check her out in the current edition of Plus Model Magazine. And last but not least, we have Jessica and Christine Savoda. As a premier designer for trendy plus-size clothing, Savoda is a fashion-forward apparel design company committed to delivering flattering, trend-setting clothing options for plus-size women. Savoda believes women of all sizes deserve fun, chic clothing that fits and flatters both their personality and body type. Since its founding in 2004, the company has been well-known for their ultra-chic attire and boutique-quality collections of versatile everyday styles exclusively for young, fashionable women with fuller figures. Featuring plush fabrics, bold colors, and unique designs, Savoda apparel exudes a hip, cosmopolitan vibe that shatters fashion rules and brings a fresh sensation to the plus-size industry. Please welcome to the show, Jessica and Christine.
Hi, Shanice. Hi, Shanice.
Hi. How are you ladies doing this evening?
Great. How about you?
I'm good. Now, did I say your name right?
Of course you did.
Okay. Good. I had to ask everybody that tonight. So, how did you get started as a designer? So which one is the designer?
It's Jessica. And okay. So I'll just answer questions when they're appropriate to me, and then Christine will answer questions on things that she's more specific about.
Okay.
I got started as a designer back in 2004, actually,
mm-hmm.
So it's been quite a few years. I just started out of the same frustrations that I think many women these days feel, and that was that there wasn't anything available for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually tend to be actually very tall and pretty firm, you know, up and down, like we all are
mm-hmm.
in weight, but always found specifically with regards to jeans that the booty on the jeans was way too big, and the waist was small, the booty was large and stretched out, and that's really what started the passion of design, is I knew that there was a way to make a better fitting and looking jean. And
so
I just
it came out just a lack of finding what you wanted.
That's right. And I went to fashion design school. I worked full-time as a media buyer, so actually in the advertising world. Did that for almost 7 years and went to school in the evenings while I was doing that, working full-time.
So that was a total career change.
It was a total career change.
Yeah, because I think when I first met you, I came to your office.
I know. Let's talk about that. I had a full-time job, and it was a passion. It was something that I desired to do, and you know, and just rocked with it, and just decided to do it.
So, what made you want to cater specifically for plus-size women?
Well, I think that the reason that we wanted to cater to plus-size women is because we are plus-size women. We
mm-hmm.
really felt that this was the whole and that there was a way to do this better. I mean, I know I would go into a dressing room. My sister and I would both go into dressing rooms, and we'd come out and we'd be like, what is wrong with these designers? The pocket is so small. It makes my butt look so big. You know,
mm-hmm.
even the positions of the pockets, and it was really just like, these things were obvious to us because we had been this way our whole lives, and we could tell the things between our favorite jeans and the worst jeans on the rack, you know, And
right.
It was just one of those things that seemed very obvious to us. But I think that when you're coming from the perspective of a much smaller person or a fashion house in general, we've learned that a lot of the things that we are frustrated with are due to either a lack of knowledge or B, a lack of money. And
right.
a lot of the reasons that when you get into plus sizes, they look funky is because they don't have the money to change the pattern on every single pair of jeans so that the pocket is bigger for every single size.
Right.
You know.
So do you have plans of expanding to straight sizes? Because I think I read that somewhere or heard it.
Yeah. We're also looking at expanding into sizes 8. Well, we're already at 10 through 24, and then we also carry sizes 28 up through 28. And we're going to expand down to size 8 as of this year, and then next year hope to go to a full 2 through 28.
Wow, so you have everybody covered.
I know. So I think it's actually trickier to go from straight sizes to plus sizes than it is to go from plus sizes back down to straight sizes.
Right. So because if you have the plus size women looking good, then the straight should be easy.
Exactly. But, you know, there are a lot of curvier straight size women as well. So we're going to stick with a focus on fitting the curvier woman, whether she wears a size 4 or a size 24 or somewhere
in
between.
Oh, okay.
Because there are
it.
Women that have had children or, you know, just have curvier figures that the straight sides still aren't fitting.
Got it.
Think Kim Kardashian. She's
right.
nowhere
yeah.
plus size, but she's very curvy.
That's true. So what types of clothing do you carry? I know you carry more than just jeans.
We do. We carry pretty much everything that would go with jeans. So we started out with a focus on streetwear, which was our premium denim. We really wanted to focus on the specialty fit and the different washes and the premium fabrics. We really focus on the quality of fabrics, the styling details, our fits. And then we started expanding to include modal knits. We have a double knit. We've offered dresses, jackets, you know, all a wide variety. So basically we try to focus on a casual everyday wear
mm-hmm.
that is not cheap or, you know, or overly casual looking.
Right. So what is the size and price range of your clothing? Well, you already said the size, so mostly
uh-huh.
the price range.
Yeah, and, you know, we also offer regular inseams and talls. So
oh, okay.
we have, there are a lot of women who are taller and plus size.
Mm-hmm.
So we offer taller inseams for our denim, the bottoms.
Now, what does the inseam mean? I never really understood that.
Oh, the inseam is basically the length from your crotch area down to your ankle. So that would be the length of the jeans that you're looking for. Or, for example, if you'd like to wear a heel with your jeans, you're going to probably want to look for something with a longer inseam
okay.
so that the heel, the jean actually covers up part of the heel.
So if you're short, you look for the shorter numbers with the inseam.
Right, exactly. So the standard regular inseam right now is about 32 or 33 inches, and a tall is anywhere from 34 to 36,
mm-hmm.
and then you have your petites, which are somewhere from 28 to 31 area.
And you carry all of those?
Right now we carry the regular and the tall. We aren't offering the petite at this time,
mm-hmm.
but it is something that we hope to add in the future.
Okay, and tell me the price range.
Our prices start at $98, and they go up to $184.
Okay. And what's the difference between the $98 and the more expensive ones?
Well, basically, it's starting off with the different tops. So we'll have some of the tops, which are $98, up to the jackets and things like that, which are closer
okay.
to $200. And mm-hmm. the denim is somewhere in the middle, $118. Through, say, $174. And the difference in pricing with the denim has to do with the detailing, the fabrics, the amount of hardware that it has on it, the manufacturing cost. So if it's something that's harder to manufacture or sew, you know, or has more hand detailing on it, those are going to increase the cost, and, you know, we have to price it appropriately.
So what sets your clothing apart from others? Because I know when you said those prices, some women listening were like, oh, my God, I can't afford that. But why should they invest in this good quality product?
Right. Well, basically, I think that is what we are trying to offer is an option for women who care about how they dress and want to present themselves the best way that they can to the world around them.
Mm-hmm.
And we really focus on our fit, styling details, the quality of fabrics, and although the price may seem a little higher, it is really comparable with what's available in the straight sizes or the lower sizes.
Oh, okay. There's just not many designer lines and plus size.
Right. Unfortunately, that's how we got into this as well. We noticed that is not the case.
Okay. So what has been the major accomplishment with your clothing line so far?
This is Jessica, and I'll answer that one. We have three major accomplishments with our business and our clothing line. The first is distribution into all store types. We are in everywhere from the budget level stores all the way up, and they are different products at different price points. So,
okay.
For example, we have things that go directly to TJ Maxx. We have those items that go to the major department stores all the way up to the finest department stores in the world, and we also have things that are special for the specialty stores. And then we have direct to consumer. So from a channel distribution standpoint, that's one of the big goals for our line, and that's one of the things that we've accomplished. The second thing is obviously recognition by major fashion magazines. I mean, we've been covered in everything from InStyle, Vogue, all of those major fashion magazines. And then the third is I really feel that we've been instrumental in the change in the proportion of plus-size clothes. For example, we really did change jeans for plus-size women today.
Mm-hmm.
We were one of the very first people to do wider waistbands, large graded pockets. Those things are now all happening in the budget levels, but it wasn't until we really taught them how to do it that a lot of these brands change the overall look and direction of the design for their denim. So if
and
you wonder...
Then now they're knocking off your ideals.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it's okay because it's change fashion. We're going to step it up, you know. We're going to get back to the direction of our brand that it currently started with which was very street-focused.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, it's just like if you wonder why your jeans fit better today than
mm-hmm.
they did 3 to 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I can tell you it's a direct result of our company.
Wow, well, that's a major accomplishment.
It is.
So do you have advice for someone that wants to start a business catering to plus-size women and don't know how to go about it?
Well, I guess that the biggest thing about a business that's catered to plus-size women is that it is a business.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have an understanding of the business that you're working in. For us, it's fashion. You also have to have a passion for the industry. Sometimes I think when you get out of the plus size, you know, your weight fluctuates. And so sometimes when you get into the smaller size, you think, you know, there's this thing. But you have to be passionate about the general direction, the desire, the need for your product within this market and the women that are in it.
So
and
you had to research before you started this clothing company.
Yeah, and I think that the difference with us is that we really believe that the women that are in this category are exceptional
mm-hmm.
in all ways, and they just need the clothes that fit their exceptional lives. I think sometimes people think of it as a secondary category, but I don't think that we think of it as that at all. We are those women. We live these lives. We have amazing lives. I mean, we get to travel all over the world on our company's dime, you know? We
mm-hmm.
get to see everything. We date. Christine and I have no problems dating. It's just how you put the package together.
Mm-hmm.
And previous to designers like us coming out into this market, plus-size women were the same in all aspects. They just didn't have the tools to look the way that skinny girls looked.
Right.
And what we're trying to do is give the women the tools, along with all of those other people who come into this market, to service this woman. And like I've heard on some of your other guests, you know, listen to these experts. And if you think that you're an expert in one of these ways and you can improve this woman's life, I mean, regardless of what it is, mm-hmm. you should do it because that woman is looking for it. That woman is interested in spending the money on things that really change her life, and she will be incredibly faithful consumer.
Yes, great advice.
Yeah.
So do you ever look for models for any of your campaigns on your website? And if so, how can somebody submit?
We do. We look at models through a number of different ways. We obviously do some shoots in the U.S. We also do some overseas.
Oh,
we are,
really?
Yeah. We've done one in the U.K., and we've used a wide range of models. But typically the models that we're looking for are the very newest in the industry. Christine and I have a real passion for those women who are coming up, the fresh faces, the women who really believe in themselves and walk with confidence. We're looking for, you know, firm bodies, full bottoms, you know, all the ideals. But then the other thing that we're looking for is just an attitude, like a really, really great, positive attitude in which when I see that person on the street, they reflect my brand. And so that's really what we're looking for in models. To get to us, all you have to do is email me directly at jessica@svobodastyle.com. You can send your agent to me as well. We do work with agents, and we also work with individuals. But if you look at the models that we've used everyone from you, were our very first model back in the day. And we've used Charlotte, who went on and starred in her own television show in the UK, but we used her before she'd ever had any really big campaigns. We've also used Elizabeth from the UK, and she now is huge over there.
Now tell us what kind of pictures you're looking for, because you'll get all kind of weird pictures.
Yeah, I don't want anything naked. I've seen a ton of naked pictures. I don't need anything naked.
Right.
Really, I'm just looking for, you know, snapshots, anything that you think represents you and your concept of you and your brand. To be honest with you, professional pictures do make a difference. Like, I don't want to say, you know, if you just send over any picture, you know, because there's a huge difference in the way that you present yourself. But it should be true to your vision, because I'm always looking to change the overall perspective of my brand with the photo shoot. And sometimes people will send me things and I'll be like, that's exactly what I've been trying to portray. This is the woman. Like the next shoot that I'm doing, I actually ran into this model at a fashion show, and I just saw her and I'm like, I've had her in my mind for pretty much a year. And I'm like, this is the person that I want to do this specific shoot. So it's really just, you know, meeting with you, going to the events, participating in the events, being there, and being that woman. A lot of times pictures don't necessarily do justice either, because a lot of times it's the way you move, it's the way you walk, it's the way that you smile, because those are things that you're trying to capture on film for the whole concept that you have in your mind, you know?
Right. So really you're just looking for something to inspire you.
Exactly.
So tell our listeners about the special offer you have for them today.
Well, for your listeners, Shanice, we're offering them a 10% discount site-wide at svobodastyle.com if they enter in our discount code RADIO10. So it's RADIO10. They will receive 10% off site-wide at svobodastyle.com.
And that's off of sale items, too?
Yes, off of everything.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good deal. And anything new and exciting you have coming up we could be on the lookout for?
Okay. Well, there's a couple of things I want to just plug. We have new product, obviously. We have everything that ranges from motorcycle-inspired coated denim coming out this fall, colored denim. We have a wide range of skirts. What else do we have, Christine?
We have dresses. We've got some
knitted sweaters
coming up for the spring, some lightweight sweaters, which are completely missing and obsolete, or most people think they're obsolete for plus-size women, but we don't agree.
And then
fashion show events. We've got a brand ambassador program we've got coming up that we'll be rolling out hopefully around the end of the year.
Now, what does that mean, a brand ambassador?
The brand ambassadors, we actually found this out through some of our very loyal customers
who would go around spreading the word about our brand. And so we're making it a little bit more of a formal program, and we're in the works of developing it now.
So that's your customers that really support your product.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's going to be the women who go out and promote our product. At that point, we'll be giving them product in exchange for basically the amount of promotions that they do. We don't really have anything in place right now, but we've heard of these kind of programs, as well as programs where people just, you know, spread the word about us within their work and that kind of thing. And they basically get free clothes in exchange.
Okay, so tell us real quick where we can purchase your clothing and your website one more time.
Okay, well, our website is svobodastyle.com, and that's svobodastyle.com. We've got a listing on other places on our website under the stores section where our items can be purchased, but we are also available at select Bloomingdale's, Saks Fifth Avenue, and Nordstrom stores, as well as Nordstrom.com, Bloomingdale's.com, NeimanMarcus.com, and Von Moore in the Midwest. So we've also got a bunch of boutiques that we work with, online boutiques, such as CherishWoman.com, Alight.com, MyShape.com. So we pretty much are out there, Shanice. You can find us. A couple
right.
of Google searches, and you're there.
And you're all over. But
yeah.
this discount is only at your website, correct?
Right. That's at the svobodastyle.com website. Enter in discount code RADIO10 for 10% off site-wide, including the sale items. So you can
and that's good until July 31st.
That's correct.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. It's been a pleasure talking to you, as usual.
It's been wonderful to talk to you, too.
And I hope to see you around soon.
Well, you know we will.
Thank you.
Take care, Shanice.
Bye-bye.
You bye.
Too. Bye-bye. So thank you to all of our fabulous guests this evening, Charmaine Canton, author, wedding consultant, and style expert, Yandris Lordos, plus model, Jessica and Christine Svoboda, the CEO and CFO of Svoboda Incorporated. And tune in to our next show, which is scheduled for Monday, July 21st, and we'll have more plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected. If you're interested in being a guest on the show or want to promote your company, for more information, go to our website at www.plusmodelmag.com and click on the Plus Model Radio icon. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis, and thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. If you enjoyed the show, send me some feedback on my MySpace page. I'd love to hear your thoughts. So until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.